97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Hope you're all well.
Before we jump out to Bob Beeler and talk Boise State, and I apologize to keep him on hold. Did you see Dallas is getting close to hiring Igor Kokoskov as an assistant coach to Jason Kidd?
Nice.
Former Utah Jazz assistant. Former Suns head coach.
Correct. They only gave him a year.
Gave him a year, and you know what else they didn't give him was Chris Paul.
That's true.
If they would have given him a year and Chris Paul, maybe he could have done a little bit more with what he had. But it, at that point, well, Ayton was a rookie that year? Was that the year?
Yeah, he's in his third year, right?
Right. So, or, yeah. Maybe he didn't even have Ayton. But,
oh, Ayton?
Yeah.
I think Ayton's in his second year.
Yeah, I think he's only in his second.
Yeah.
And I think Booker's in his third, right?
Yeah, third or fourth.
So, Igor, I thought, got really punked in Phoenix, but it looks like Dallas is going to bring him onto that staff, which is great. He's a good guy, man. Good coach.
Good coach, good guy, and should be a good opportunity for him as well. BYU and Utah making their preparations for the upcoming season. Utah State as well. Next couple weeks are going to be fun weeks for us. So next week, I'll be down in Las Vegas for Mountain West Conference Media Day. You'll be up here. Of course, the show that I leave is going to be the show that you're at the store, and you'll essentially all the barbecue and all the stuff. Well, never mind. Maybe not. Anyway, you'll have some great opportunities up here. And then the week after that is Pac-12 Media Day. So we'll have your college football fix coming up.
So much to take in, and we're getting so close to kicking off some fall camp. And obviously the 60 and 60 is taking us right up to it. What are we, number 36
today?
36 today.
Yep.
So number 36, stay tuned. Find out who the 36th ranked player in the state of Utah is. 1:30 announcement today.
Hold on. Let me pull it up for you, and you can give a tease here if you would like.
All right. I think that is just the right placement for that individual. And okay, I'm going to over-tease. Is it okay if I over-tease?
Over-tease.
His brother's going to be better than him. This year. His brother, I think, will have more production than him. And that will probably surprise this fan base, because they probably have heard this guy's name more than the brother's name. But the brother is going to have more production. And I know the brother's on the list, too.
He is. Yeah.
It is Kai Nakua.
He's back, folks.
No, it is not another Nakua. And it is not another Powell.
Well, geez. Let's just want to make the announcement right
Go
now.
Go ahead. Thanks, might as Lloyd. Well. That wasn't in your ear. That was in your ear.
Oh, that was in our ear?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we don't know that. It's
well, yeah, because
the
there's this red light that goes off right in front of Scotty and I when Lloyd's just in our ear. There's a red light that shows, and it says, only in your ear, so we know when Lloyd's just in our ear.
I was kind of hoping the Nakua thing would throw people off.
I know, I was too. But really excited for the announcement of this player, because he's going to be a part, I think, a big part of what this team's going to be doing. How many brothers do we have?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think we have two pairs of brothers.
Is it just two pairs of brothers?
I think so.
It seems like every year we have at least one or two pairs of brothers that we see on a list.
There's no more Kafusis rolling around, are they? We already announced Devin. Nope, that's it.
This guy guessed it. He is correct. It is the Keithy brother, not Brant. No, I'm just trying to throw him off. I'm just trying to throw him off the trail now.
Oh, that's so good.
I wonder if people even remember or realize that Brant Keithy has a twin brother that plays defensive end. Maybe that's who I'm talking about.
Oh, You know.
Yeah. That's an over
Can't even try to sell it.
Yeah. I'm so excited for this Utah defense, though. I am so pumped to see this BYU offense versus this Utah defense. And I'm excited to see how well Devin Lloyd is able to play through this season. I'm interested to see how I'm interested to see just how aggressive Morgan Scully is this year. With his blitzing, with his rush style, because we've seen him back off that aggression over the last couple of years. And I think he's got the personnel to get a little bit more aggressive. The other thing I wanted to mention before we jump out to Bob Beeler, and we'll just – and Bob, we apologize.
Yeah.
Hang in there, Bob. Orders of business.
Yeah, we got stuff to do.
I saw one of the first advertisements from a football player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you see Devin Kafusi?
Yes. Was it skateboards?
Advertising for skateboards. And now I'm so curious to know, like, what's in it for the player? I'm so curious. I'm going to get to the bottom of some of these numbers.
I don't know if this is the case with Devin, but I think a player, and advertisers will be all over this too, because they'd love in the under, you know, the behind the scenes thing. Trade is king. And if you can hand some product instead of writing a check, you'll do that every time.
Oh, yes.
And so it wouldn't surprise me at all if that's a lot of the pitches some of these companies are making. Like, hey, you know, look, we'd love to have you. We're a little tight on cash, but we'll give you, you know, a few hundred bucks to show up to the store and, you know, take what you want.
It's just refreshing to see these athletes' faces, their names,
yeah,
with these products. Being like, yeah, this is what I like. It's refreshing.
Joining us now on the Smart Rain guest line, it's no secret Utah's in an extreme drought. That's why Smart Rain is the solution for any commercial property concerned about water consumption while managing irrigation. Find out more at smartrain.net. Bob Beeler, play-by-play voice of the Boise State Broncos, kind enough to join us. Bob, how are you?
Hey, Bob.
I'm doing great today.
Bob, you ready?
I was going to say, Hans, what would have been your thing you would have endorsed if NIL were around back when you played?
Okay, so actually I've got the two products.
We've had many conversations about this, Bob.
Bamboo Hut, which they had a combo platter that was ribs and chicken with some Polynesian-style noodles and mac salad. And so I would have repped that brand very proudly. And then Club Omni, where I bounced.
Nice.
What, you want your cover chart or cover fee covered? Like,
I want a little bit more money to pad the pocket.
Yeah. Yesterday we visited with Riley Wimpy, linebacker, and Kakaula Kaniho, one of our defensive backs, two, you know, academic All-Americans, all-conference players. And they said right now that, you know, I guess maybe some people are getting talked to, but so far nothing has, you know, come up at Boise State as far as, you know, anybody actually endorsing anything. So,
well, I think a lot of these players expected when this thing would pass that the phones would just be ringing off the hook. And we've talked to a lot of athletes around here, and that just certainly hasn't been the case.
Oh, not at all.
Yeah. And I agree with you guys. I think maybe with Hans that you said it, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of things come in trade. Like, you rep my restaurant and we'll give you, you know, meals at the place or something. I think a lot of things are going to come in kind more than cash.
Well, see, the weird thing to me, though, is you've got the J.R. Simplots of the world, or, you know, you've got up here, you've got Huntsman or Eccles, and you've got these big boosters that now have an opportunity to put money in these kids' pockets. And I'm just waiting for, you know, something to be promoted. Like, every player is going to get $1,000 here or there. Because you've seen it, you know, maybe in Florida. I think at Miami might have had that. But you would think that Boise State, to put some together, they got some big money boosters up there.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what ends up happening.
So the Boise State Broncos, a team that certainly – with a new head coaching staff. And by the way, if you see Frank Miley, give him a big hug because he's one of my favorite people on the planet now on that coaching staff up there. But with that said, this is a team that from a coaching turnover, but every time it seems like there's a new head coach at Boise State, their first year they end up going to, you know, a BCS game or a high level of success right out of the gate. Do you anticipate that with Andy Avalos?
Yeah, why not? I mean, you mentioned Coach Pete in his first season, Brian Harsin in his first season, both went to Fiesta Bowls. No pressure, Andy Avalos, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're expecting it. No, but I think a lot of it is because they've stayed in the same tree where people have coached for the person. And I don't mean exactly like the year before, because Harsin went away for a couple years, came back. Avalos went away for a couple years, came back. Peterson elevated. He was on Hawkins' staff. But I think that the people they've picked have understood what wins here at Boise State and what the culture is like. And I think that they've done a nice job. And as somebody that's been here now, this will be my 14th season, I think the thing that has impressed me the most, or one of the things that impressed me the most about Boise State, is they haven't hired that clinker. I mean, you look at Alabama, a Mike Dubose or a Mike Shula. I mean, there were some lean years for those guys at Alabama. Jerry Faust at Notre Dame. So, I mean, when you look at the winningest programs in college football, it isn't easy to just keep turning out, you know, contending teams for conference championships, 10-win seasons, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I commend Boise State for what they've done, and I think they've made a good hire in Avalos. Loved him when he was here. I think he's going to be great here. And you mentioned Frank Miley. I think, you know, he's done a great job picking assistants too, which I think assistants a lot of times don't get enough credit, you know, when things are going well, because, you know, there are, what, 9 or 10 other guys besides the head coach out there that are helping making things go.
So, Bob, I was looking at this BYU schedule, and, you know, those five games that they play before they see Boise State are very difficult. Arizona State, Utah's in there, South Florida. They've even got to go to Logan, and they have to play Utah State there at Merlin Olsen Field. Be very difficult before they come out to Boise or Boise comes to them. How do the Broncos and the Bronco fans perceive that BYU game? Do they look at that as a rivalry, as a bigger, more notable game? Because I sure feel like it's become more of a rivalry for BYU on this side of things.
And I think so, too, for Boise State. And I also think the thing that makes a rivalry is when both teams win. I think if one team wins all the games, I don't think it's as much of a rivalry. But, you know, BYU's got the last two. So I think that, you know, when somebody beats you a time or two, I think you get circled a little more. So I think that, you know, you look at some of the games, and we've talked before about the, you know, the excitement and the finishes, and, you know, BYU wins on a Hail Mary, Boise State wins, you know, with the sack down inside the 5-yard line. So, I mean, there have been memorable games in addition to both teams winning, and I think that stokes a rivalry because, you know, it becomes an important game. Now, you were talking about BYU start. Boise State has three really tough games before they face BYU on October 9th. They've got UCF to open, and then they have Oklahoma State on September 18th at home, and then they have Nevada, who I think may be the most talented team in the Mountain West this year, the week before facing BYU. So both teams are going to be severely tested, in my opinion, before that October 9th game.
Bob Beeler, the voice of the Boise State Broncos, joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network as we continue to get you ready for the start of the college football season. On average, this defense gave up 27 points a game. It's very un-Boise State-like. What issues are there to be addressed, and have they been addressed with that defense?
Well, I think a lot of it last year was weird because people were out. Boise State had an awful lot of injuries in the defensive line. And, you know, where people either missed games for COVID or, you know, Dimitri Washington, who arguably was like a preseason all-conference player, was injured in game two. He played against Utah State, didn't play the rest of the season. I think that, you know, Boise State defensively maybe didn't play as well as they, you know, have in the past. But I think that a lot of it was due to what was or wasn't out there on the field. Their numbers, I think, were skewed. When you only play 7 games, whatever happens badly for a defense gets accentuated. And the BYU game with Wilson, those numbers really, you know, took its toll when you only play 7 games. And then in the last game of the season in the conference playoff, they lost to San Jose State in a game in which the Spartans put some points up on the board. So I think looking at it, I think in a 7-game season, the numbers have a way of getting stretched. I really like what they have back. If that defensive line is healthy, I think the defensive line is going to be really good. 9 starters back on defense. The only two that are not back are the two corners. They were both all league players, and they decided to leave. Williams was a draft pick for the Falcons. Safeties are all back, linebackers back. So, you know, I think this is going to be an experienced defense that I think will certainly exceed, you know, 27 points a game and 373 yards of total, you know, total defense giving up. Although I don't think holding people under 400, I don't think is terrible. So I think the points is probably more of a problem than the actual yards that they gave up in the thing. They were actually pretty good in the red zone too defensively, but you know, not the numbers of BYU really hurt.
What are you expecting from Hank Bachmeier this year, Bob?
Well, I'm hoping he can stay healthy. I mean that has been one of his bigger problems in the first 2 years. Last year missed a couple games with COVID, and he missed some games with injury the year before. I think him, if he's able to play in every game, I think that's going to help him. He's not won the job yet. Jack Sears, the transfer from USC, is still in the mix. They have not, you know, anointed a starting quarterback yet. I think a lot of people think it's going to be Bachmeier. Sears was hurt in the BYU game. Remember, had the concussion very early in the game. He looked outstanding the week before against Air Force. So I think Boise State has two pretty good quarterbacks. You know, as I say, a lot of people think it's going to be Hank. I think Hank has gotten smarter as he's aged, you know, not being as cavalier with the ball, you know, not maybe taking as many chances on getting hits. But I think the biggest thing for him, you know, he needs to get in the rhythm. He needs to play, you know, all 12 regular season games instead of, you know, last year he played 5 out of 7, and I think the year before maybe he played 9 out of 14.
Bob Beeler right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. I know you and I talked a little bit last offseason on whether or not Boise would have another 1,000-yard rusher, and they found a way to make it happen. Just how stable is that running back core going into this year?
Well, obviously they didn't last year in 7 games. They did the year before. They found a way to have
exactly.
it in 2019.
That's what George I meant, Helani, going in George, Helani with 2019, yeah.
Yeah, Helani got injured last year in week 2, and that really hurt him. The number 2 back was Andrew Van Buren, and he's not a breakaway back. He's not a guy that's going to shake and bake you. He's a tough yardage guy. He only averaged 3.4 a carry. I thought Boise State did well in the red zone because Van Buren is a tough straight-ahead runner. But they really missed Helani last year. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why the team did not fare as well. They did not get production out of the running back spot that, you know, that they're accustomed to. And if Helani is indeed healthy and they say he is, I think he's going to be, you know, as a junior, I think he's going to be really, really good. It appears that under the new offense, if you look at what Tim Plow did at Davis, I think they're going to throw to the backs more than they did in the past. So I think you're going to see them try to get the ball to somebody like Helani out in space more than they did under the Harsin offense. An interesting wrinkle of running back is Cyrus Ibibi-Likio. He is a transfer from Oregon, followed Andy Avalos over here. He was primarily used as a goal line and short yardage running back, but Avalos said that he thinks that there's more to him than that, and they expect him to have a decent role for the team as well. So I think they're significantly stronger at running back when you consider they basically had one guy, Van Buren, last year, and Helani was out for, you know, 90% of the season, and then we'll see what the transfer from Oregon can do.
Well, we always appreciate it, Bob. Good catching up, and look forward to catching up with you again as we get closer into the season.
Absolutely. I think it's going to be an interesting season. I'll leave you guys with this. This will be my 14th year broadcasting at Boise State. Top to bottom, I think this is the toughest schedule they've faced. I think, you know, I mentioned the UCF game, Oklahoma State, and then, of course, you throw BYU in. I'll dare somebody to find 3 tougher non-conference games to play, certainly from a group of 5 perspective. And then Boise State draws usually the 3 best teams from the West this year in Fresno, San Diego, and Nevada. And they don't play San Jose this year, and I think San Jose is going to be good again, too.
Bob, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
Bob Beeler right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Good dude.
And they have to come to Logan.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. All right, Greg's with us once again. We're live here at RGS Exteriors. This is so much fun to hang out with these dudes. They do such a great job out here. And remember, it is a really important time of year to address winter. I mean, these rain gutters are absolutely critical. I moved into a place about 4 or 5 years ago, went through the first winter, and it was a nightmare. because the rain gutters were a mess. And I had to get them fixed. If you last winter realizing we got to get this addressed and you think, okay, we'll do it during the summer, and then you keep putting it off, October rolls around and you start calling around, nobody's going to be able to come help you out immediately.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Homeowners have a tendency, summer's nice, there's no rain, there's nothing to draw their attention and remind them, hey, we need to fix that section. So most people put it off until it's a problem again. So right now, call us. We'll come out, take a look at it, give you a free estimate, see where your problems are, your issues are. If we can help you, we'll help you. Sometimes we go out there and your kids threw a tennis ball up in your gutter downspout, and we'll pull it out and you're good to go. But yeah, we're willing to tell you what you need to do to fix things and get it right.
If you've got trees that hang over houses, I know that you guys have just incredible ways to block those leaves.
We do. We actually have a variety of leaf protection systems. There's a bunch of them. People have probably seen hitting the internet hard and your home fix it type things. Those will just create problems. We have specific leaf protection systems for different types of gutter systems and how you want your gutters to function. And they come with a lifetime warranty on them. I mean, depends on which ones you get, but they really are a maintenance-free, or mostly maintenance-free. Nothing's 100%. You might have to spray a hose if you got a leaf hanging off, but our leaf protection systems are really, really well designed. They function really well.
And those are really important because you need to get the right ones and get it installed the right way, because if you go the other way and it's a poor system and it's not installed well, it could cause more damage than help.
That's exactly right. The ones that you see online and that have been advertised lately, if you install those incorrectly, what you're going to end up doing is creating a leaf dam on top of your gutters. Yeah. It'll freeze and then push water back up underneath your roof, and that's where you're actually going to end up with water inside your house because you thought you were stopping leaves from getting in your gutter. You're actually creating an ice dam.
But that's so frustrating when you go out and you address some of these issues and you're like, where did you buy this? Like, did you get this off of shop network on TV? Like, where did you get something? That's got to be frustrating.
I've learned to cross that bridge very gingerly because some people take pride. I did that myself. It was a good try, but we need to do this a little bit differently. Yeah. So that you can create
no offense
issues. And along with that, most people don't understand when you put leaf protection on, sometimes you need to add that heat cable because it's changed the way your gutters are going to function. And we go over all that with you. If the leaves are the biggest problem and you don't mind seeing a little bit of ice, then you don't need the heat cable. If you put a leaf protection on there, but it can create some icicling on the front lip because it moves basically where it's going to freeze, you might want to add a heat cable in there. We go over all those options, the costs, the pros, the cons, and kind of explain all that whole system, the way it works, every time we come out to sell a job.
Call right now, RGS Exteriors, 801-280-3110. And again, we've talked about rain gutters, but look, whatever you need to be, whatever needs to be done on the outside of your home, whether it's we talk about James Hardy. We talk about all the kinds of exteriors that you can have on your home. Call right now, 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110 right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show.
The Big Show.
With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
I never thought Notre Dame would ever play the home game. It owes BYU.
Be a reason.
They're Notre Dame. They don't really have to.
But why'd they sign the contract in the first place? They're supposed to hold up your end of the deal. One time I went to Ocean City with a bunch of my friends. A bunch of people were walking by. And we got to change into our beach gear. And so a couple of the guys were holding towels up. All of a sudden, one of them dropped the towel. You're not holding up your end of the deal here. We held up the towel for you. Now Notre Dame is dropping the towel. And there BYU sits naked as can be.
Oh, that was a long way to go to get there.
Well, I got to admit, that was pretty lame.
Way to go.
But the point is, Notre Dame should live up to that deal.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans and Scotty, thanks for making us part of your day. Time for the, again, I love the good, the bad, the ugly. This is a fun good. Now, this could be in the bad, probably not the ugly, but anytime we have a chance to bring up your beef hammer,
yeah,
it's time to have some fun.
Oh, good.
So Bryson DeChambeau had a tough day at the British Open, ended up plus one. Had a hard time making the fairways. Only hit 4 of 14 fairways.
Shuck.
Of course, you remember what happened in Montana.
He only had 4 of
14 fairways.
Oh, my goodness.
Asked if he could still contend and win the tournament if he straightened out his tee shots, he said, if I can hit down the middle of the fairway, that's great. But with the driver right now, the driver sucks. It's not a good face for me, and we're still trying to figure out how to make it good on the miss hits. I'm living on a razor's edge, like I've told people for a long, long time. Well, he has a Cobra driver, and he's not happy about it. And Cobra now is not happy about it.
Oh, no.
So Cobra, a source from Cobra, and this story was written by, let's see, it's on the it's on Golf Week, David Dusick, got a hold of one of the Cobra people who said, everybody is bending over backwards. We've got multiple guys in R&D who are CADing, computer-aided designing this and CADing that, trying to get this and that into the pipeline faster. Bryson knows it. It's just really, really painful when he says something that's stupid. DeChambeau is currently using a Cobra Radspeed driver that's 46 inches long, has 5 degrees of loft. You won't find a club like that in your local pro shop. They're all made specifically for Bryson. He's never really been happy, ever. Like, it's very rare where he's happy. Now he's in a place where he's swinging a 5-degree driver with 200 RPM of ball speed. Everyone's looking for that magic bullet. Well, the magic bullet becomes harder and harder to find the faster you swing and the lower your loft gets.
They've got to get out of this.
Yeah.
I guess a contract's a contract, unless you're Notre Dame. But they got to get out of this partnership. That's right now they're in a miserable partnership.
Yeah.
They just called him
when he says something this stupid.
They didn't call him stupid.
They called his comments stupid.
And when you start going after sponsors, it's such a fine line to walk, because I understand he could get angry, you know, like there were certain cleats or there were certain socks or there were certain girdles that I hated them, but you either used them or you had to go out and find a different product, and it was always a pain in the butt. You after a game, you're like, hey, I think that this foot fracture is because of these shoes. As a professional athlete, you say that, and you could potentially bring down a whole world of hate and anger on you.
Well, it was like the Nike shoe when Zion blew it out when he's playing for Duke. Now, he didn't say anything, but the whole world saw the shoe blow up on the court, and that was not good.
It was horrible. It was such a terrible look. His socked foot comes sliding out of the front part of that shoe. You know, we went through a rash of Liz Frank injuries. That's the break in the foot, and everybody's like, what's going on? And everybody started researching Under Armour shoes, and they're like, does this have any? And you had athletes that are like, well, it's weird because we're seeing a rash of Under Armour. Well, you can't start to just jump to those conclusions, because there's Under Armour like, hey, we just spent X amount of million of dollars to put your guys in gear, and you got some guy that's trying to draw conclusions to a Liz Frank injury that might be the second in our shoes.
Yeah.
Whoo. You mess with sponsors, man, and they can bring a world of hurt. But this is the quickest, most dramatic response I've seen from a sponsor in a long time.
Like, look, we're sitting there in R&D creating special clubs just for him.
This is
special
not
driver.
What you're buying.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying this. So please understand, when he's complaining about his club, this thing is – and by the way, that's all these pros' clubs. Like, Tiger, I heard, wasn't actually using Nike clubs.
No.
They had a Nike swoosh on it, but that was about all the Nike it was.
Yeah.
You can't buy the types of clubs that he was using or the types of clubs that, you know, these golfers are using. But I've never seen a sponsor come right out and say that. You're not going to find a 5-degree loft. And 200, what was it, 200? Is it club head 200 speed?
Yeah, he goes, 5-degree driver with 200 RPM of ball speed. Everybody wants that magic bullet. Well, the magic bullet becomes harder and harder to find the faster you swing and the lower your loft gets.
Oh, that's interesting.
All right. There's your good, just because it's fun when the B-hammer gets salty.
I like it, man. I like that he's a showpiece and he's a constant storyline. Right now, he's not doing real well. He's plus one, I think.
There's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Hey, I wanted to throw this in before we get to the actual bad. So we just had Bob on.
Yeah.
and not, not Bob Beeler, but
Bob Casper.
Bob Casper.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Tony Finau's round. Remember, he was 2 under, and he was just coming up to the 18th box. He double bogeyed. Pulled a 6 on a par 4 on the 18th.
You got to be kidding me.
Dropped all the way back to even.
Oh.
Now he's going to be fighting his way out of the tank. So that's a tough way to finish your opening round. You're 2 under. You know, you're up there in the top 10s. You're feeling really good about your round, and you double bogey to go into the clubhouse. That's really tough, difficult for Tony. So hopefully he can overcome that. I wanted to talk about this Dwayne Haskins story. Dwayne is now with the Steelers, right? Drafted by the Washington football team, but I believe he's now with the Steelers. Apparently he and his wife got in a fight. And oftentimes you hear on the athlete side of he caused a lot of damage. This is the flip kind of story of that. Apparently his wife split his lip and knocked a tooth out. And she's been arrested. In fact, she faces a felony charge of battery and domestic violence resulting in bodily harm to Dwayne Haskins. You know, Dwayne's 24 years old, and he went into get medical attention for a split upper lip and a missing tooth, suffered other injuries to his mouth that required all kinds of dental work to repair his teeth. And she's currently sitting and holding.
Yeah.
You just don't hear it you don't hear that very often. Like, yeah, the athlete was damaged.
Yeah.
She got arrested.
Well, and frankly, as a professional athlete with the spotlight on you, you just have to, if you're in a situation like that, you almost have to just keep your hands to your side. Because if you grab an arm and leave a bruise...
Nobody's gonna believe your story.
Mm-mm. Like I remember, and I forget who it was, an NFL athlete where a wife was really upset, and she was throwing fists, and he went into a bathroom, locked the door, and called 911, and said, "Hey, look, there's nothing I can do that's gonna protect myself here. I am in a bathroom. My wife is really upset, and I don't want to go out there because if I do anything." I'm going to be in a whole lot of trouble here.
Yeah. Abusive women can really put these athletes into a really ugly position. Now, obviously, there's abuse on the other side. So
100%.
I don't want to underscore that.
And it is pretty one-sided in that way, too. These situations are very rare. But as a professional athlete trying to protect yourself, I understand what's going on.
So this is it's a horrible situation, and you know, in situations like this, I always think to myself, I hope that they can find some level of comfort. I hope that they can find some help. I hope if it's better to be apart, I hope they're apart. I just want people to be happy. I can't stand seeing husband and wife fight. Spousal abuse and domestic violence and those kinds of things. It's horrible because, Scotty, you know how important your relationship is with Jenny.
Yeah.
And you know how important my relationship is with my wife. You can see it on my face if I've had a good morning with Amanda or I've had a bad day with Amanda, which does not happen very often. In our 8 years, maybe twice. And you could probably recall both.
Yeah.
They were gifts that I didn't like. That's about as bad as it gets.
For 8 years?
No, Scotty and I and you. Yes.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
No, the three of us, but.
Like, when did those kids come along?
I really hope that they can find peace because that's terrible. Split lip and knocked his tooth out. Dang.
All right, there's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
Some more of the story has come out in regards to Richard Sherman, a 911 call that's been released. Cairo, K-I-R-O radio in Seattle, was able to obtain the 911 call in which his wife called and then another family member called later. In those, she said that Richard Sherman was intoxicated, threatened to kill himself during a confrontation with family members. The caller described Sherman as being drunk and belligerent, said he was threatening to kill himself, according to Ashley Sherman. She also said he was being aggressive, wrestled with her uncle, sent text messages to people saying he was going to hang himself. The caller can be heard attempting to prevent Sherman from leaving the residence. She locked the gate, fortunately for probably Richard Sherman and somebody else out there, because he was intoxicated and tried to leave with the vehicle. She said that she locked the gate, keeping him in. But he is, though, still facing several charges after authorities say he crashed that SUV into a construction zone, tried to break into his in-laws' home, and then fought with officers who used a police dog to apprehend him. Said he suffered a slight injury with that police dog, but not great.
Does this just make you sick to your stomach? Not for the all the charges and the crime. Doesn't this make you sick to your stomach to hear that a human being is suffering this much?
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody loves to think, what's the classic line from Uncle Rico? I'd have gone pro, soaking it up with my soulmate in a hot tub. And, you've got this idea of these athletes with millions of all this glamour and happiness and joy and trips to Cabo and all the money you could possibly think of. That is not ultimate happiness. You know, some of the most unhappy people I have ever come across in my life were NFL coaches.
Yeah.
Two of the most unhappy people I've known in my life were NFL coaches, probably making $1.5 million or $2 million a year. And they were just horrible, miserable individuals. I've come across miserable people that are professional athletes making millions. Just horribly miserable. And here Richard Sherman is, one of the Hall of Fame corner.
Oh, yeah.
Hall of Fame Easily. Corner has probably made close to $70 million.
Probably.
Somewhere in that range.
Yeah. 50, I mean, NFL 50 salaries are a little smaller than some of the other sports, but
somewhere my guess,
I'd say probably 55 to 70, around that range.
That would be somewhere in my guess. So here's Richard Sherman. By the way, everything going for him. Great spokesperson. Entertaining. Fun to listen to. All the money in the world.
Yeah, great commentary. Great insight.
And look at what we've got here.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of that comes from addiction. A lot of it comes from mental health. Heard Tanner Mangum on yesterday with The Big Show. And I think well past him as an athlete, well past him as anything else, he has become a great spokesperson for mental health and the importance of mental health for athletes. And not just athletes, but everybody.
Yeah. $82 million. More than I thought.
More than I thought as well. This guy's got, he seemingly would have everything. But here he is, threatening to kill himself, being taken down by a police dog, having charges way well up over his head to try to overcome. And, I think he's a free agent right now. I think he's an NFL free agent right now. Teams are going to have to think twice about touching him now if that's really what he wanted to even do. At this point, you just look at the situation and think, just get healthy, man, whatever it is, whether it's the addiction or it's the mental health.
Yeah.
Get healthy, bud.
Get yourself in a good place.
Because this isn't what life's about.
You guys remember,
by the way,
you guys remember when Barrett Robbins went missing?
Yeah.
The Raiders Super Bowl? Mental health. Yeah.
He couldn't face another game day, right?
I think it was something like that. I think he also was suffering from some serious mental health issues.
Yeah. It was a bad situation. And by the way, if you've listened to the 911 call, the 911 operator, not helpful.
I have not listened.
Yeah, I have to listen to it. I sent it over to you and Lloyd yesterday. I'm never.
Is it something we can play or no?
Oh, we can play it for sure. But it's something that I look at, and from my perspective, did not help the situation. Actually, made it worse. Antagonized her. Really talked down to her as well. She's seeing her husband and seeing all kinds of, I think, ex-husband actually, but they still appear to have a close relationship. But she's making the situation worse. Lloyd, I don't know if you agree or disagree with me.
I don't know. we don't ever do this, but what if we throw Whole World News? We do Whole World News, but what if we play it coming back? I have not heard it, and I would be very interested to hear.
Yeah, we can play next. 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Hans and Scotty, this is The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK. Bob Casper
at Royal St. George's. Hitting it down the middle of the fairway, you could have two guys that hit it a foot apart from each other. One guy ends up really, really good, and the other guy bounces weird and goes into the rough or will go into a pot bunker or something like that. So it's just a weird golf course. It's got lots of bumps and rolls in the fairway. The greens have lots of weird undulation and bumps and rolls on them also. So you have to hit good shots, but you have to have some luck, too, to win this week at the Open Championship at Royal St. George's.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. You've got you and me, brother.
12 o'clock straight up. Hans and Scotty. Kurt Heelan's going to join us coming up here in just a bit. It's time for another edition of Whole World News. Now, we talked about the 911 call with Richard Sherman. You'll actually hear that. We're kind of up against it here. But you'll hear that coming up in Sports Roulette, if in fact it lands on the roulette wheel.
We'll try to load that wheel.
Yeah, we'll try to make sure that happens.
The only time it does get loaded.
Yeah.
Of course, Whole World News brought to you by Elite Works, 844-523-2777. If you need a new website or you have an old one and you want to get it rebuilt and looking nice, that's Elite Works. I talked to you yesterday about this, the stupidest criminal.
Yes.
So this man got arrested in Maine, and they brought him in. they bring him down to the station, and they're like, hey, man, you know, fingerprints, take off the cuffs, throw him in the tank for a minute. And he calls his attorney, and they're like, oh, yeah, your bail is set at $200. If you want to get out, it's going to be $200. And as he's coming out, Scotty's like, man, you guys got me. I'm so sorry. You know, I'm going to change my ways. I'm changing, man. Everything's changing. What's it going to take for me to get out? And they're like, it's $200. So he gives them two $100 bills, and they're like, hey, you know, good luck in life. As he's walking out the door, the officer said, hey, come here. The guy walks over. He's like, what? He's like, these are fake $100 bills that you just gave me. The guy gave him two counterfeit $100 bills as he's walking out of the jail.
Talking about how his life's going to be this.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
He's like, man, I'm just so glad, you know, these moments like this, they really help get you back on track, and I'm going to go home and talk with my family, and things are just going to be better.
Oh, boy.
And he gives him two counterfeit $100 bills. He was denied bail and was returned to jail with the additional charge of forgery. You can't use counterfeit
money. Yeah, that's usually looked down upon.
To get out of jail.
Oh, jeez.
And I guess it wasn't even, like, good counterfeit money. Like, it was just...
It's a little Crayola.
Yeah, basically Monopoly. Two pink slip Monopoly monies for $100.
At least they caught him before he left.
Yeah, they did. They caught him really quick. They're like, hey. Like,
shows up to the light.
What are you doing? You just got arrested. You just told us how you're changing your life, and then you give us two $100 bills that you know as well as we know. This isn't even close to real. It doesn't even have a back on it. It might have had a back on it, but it's one of my favorite parts of Goonies. $50 bill. You remember when they
fire up the machine?
That's not real. Oh, come on, guys. It is, too.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. If it's dealing with the outside of the house, RGS Exteriors is going to help make it happen for you. We've talked about rain gutters. And look, there's a projects out there that you want to get addressed right away. You can also help with financing here, too.
You bet. All of our projects, we have finance. We have a couple different financial groups that we work with to finance your projects. When we come out and give you an estimate on the project you're looking for, that's one of the options. We'll break it down. You can do different, you know, 5 years, 7 year, 10 years, 12 months, same as cash. We've got a bunch of different options for you. So if you're looking to, you know, maybe put it off for a couple months, you can do it. The 12 months, same as cash, no interest. And when you got that money that you're expecting, pay for it.
That's so great. You guys do such a fantastic job with the financing options. I actually think that's one of the great things here with you guys is your ability to offer those financing options that make it more smooth, the process more smooth and affordable for people.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of customers that are, they want to get the work done. They don't know how they're going to tackle it and do the payments. We get a financing program set up. It's very simple, monthly plan. You can tell you exactly what it's going to be, and they can look at their finances and go, yeah, we can afford that. Let's do it.
You know, one thing, too, that I think is really, and we've talked to Tim about this as well, it's such a weird, bizarre world you guys are living in with, you know, prices skyrocketing and now some coming back down to earth and others jumping up and around. You know, holding to a bid is really hard, but you guys do the best you possibly can to stick with that too.
We do. And very rarely do we need to adjust something on our bids. Right now, that's probably only plywood.
Yeah.
We're pretty consistent. Our vendors are usually pretty good about giving us advance notice. So we tell our customers before that happens, and that's part of the process. And when you're getting a bid from us, we'll give you a bid where we're at currently, and we try to hold to that. We do a pretty good job of that.
Lumber coming back down a bit, or is it still a mess?
I've heard it's coming, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, really?
Yep. Wow.
Well, here's the thing. All you need to do is call right now, 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110, and have these guys come out to your house, see what they can do. Some computer-generated images to see what everything would look like. You owe it to yourself. You've been thinking about doing something to the outside of your house. Now is the time. Let's get things taken care of. It's RGS Exteriors, 801-280-3110, right here on the Zone Sports Network.